When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Felton. Yes. Brandon Felton right back. Seconds. Felton for three.
What's up and welcome to the Believe in Hornets podcast on the Believe Podcast Network presented by Bet Online. My name is Sam Dracula. With me is Raymond Felton. Raymond, how are you?
Good, man. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Not too bad. We're getting closer and closer to basketball, like real basketball, man.
I need it.
It's weird. We're back to our normal schedule after the COVID years where like the offseason was so condensed, right. Which is good for the players actually get time off. A proper break, but as fans, man, we want to watch some basketball. So we are officially three Sundays away from Hornets preseason starting up. So it is coming. It's coming soon. Just gotta be a little more patient. Enjoy the football in the meantime. But in this episode, we're gonna talk Montrezl Harrell joining the Sixers. We're gonna talk about the Hornets statement jerseys leaking, thanks to NBA 2K, and we're gonna talk some big NBA news and Robert Sarver, 1-year suspension and fine, owner of the Phoenix Suns. So before we get into that, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, the NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. Like, you can also do pro wrestling. BetOnline is really dope. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50. That's BLEAV50. BELIEVE50, all one word, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. All right, so Raymond, so like I said at the beginning, you know, we're at the tail end of the off season. You know, the Hornets players are all back in Charlotte. They're just doing like there's the media stuff, internal media stuff, taking photos for the website and promotional stuff and all that. What's this period like? The latter stages of the off season, as like the team is coming together again in the same city for the first time since the season ended.
You usually get back in. The young guys probably should have been back. You know, older guys, vets. You know, you come back maybe about 2 weeks prior to training camp. You know, just to get back used to things. You know, get into your place and, you know, get to a routine of coming in the morning and working out, training, playing some pickup with the guys and stuff like that. But you know, that's just right now is just the greatest part of, you know, taking care of, you know, marketing business, you know, and just getting, you know, back used to being around all the guys in the organization and stuff like that. all the men and women of the organization that helps out, that do a lot for us as players during that time. So, you know, you really just get acclimated back with everybody again after being gone for a few months. And like I said, just taking care of, like you said earlier, just taking care of a lot of the marketing stuff leading up to training camp, leading up to that first day of media day and all that stuff, just taking care of little things.
And one guy who didn't start the season last year with the Hornets, so they acquired him in a trade near the deadline, Montrezl Harrell officially is gone. He's with the Philadelphia 76ers. We talked mm-hmm. about him after his drug charges were reduced, and then the next day signed with the Sixers. I don't think that's a coincidence. but I'm glad it's good news for Trez all the way around there. And that's a good landing spot. Signed a 2-year deal, so he gets a little security, because he's a guy who's bounced around from team to team a little bit in mm-hmm. his career. And I think him in Philadelphia makes a lot of sense with what they have going on.
Yeah, like I said, he's definitely a guy that can help. He's a guy that still can play, brings a lot to a team and to the court. But I hate to see him lose. I hate to see him go, you know, especially with the stuff pending with Miles, you know. Mm-hmm. I hate to see him go out of Charlotte, but he gotta do what he gotta do, you know. He's on a team that's really trying to build on winning right now, you know. So yeah, he definitely can help with a team like that that's trying to push forward and get over that hump to try to get to maybe an Eastern Conference final or even the finals. You know, they're putting together something real nice over there in Philly.
Yeah, he's reunited with Doc Rivers. You know, like they had that great run back that COVID year. Did he win six men that year? I think he did, right? It was like him and Lou Will, basically on the same team, mm-hmm. and for six man that season. So congratulations to Harrell. No offense to what's going on in Charlotte, but he'll have a chance to compete for a title there, and he wasn't getting that opportunity here. The Hornets aren't there.
Oh yeah,
aren't there no quite question. Yet? You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was saying. Like, you know, he got a chance to go somewhere where, you know, they're trying to build something over there to get over that hump of getting to the finals, the Eastern Conference finals, and then, like I said, maybe the finals, period. So and he's a guy that can definitely help from what I see they've done in the offseason and for what they have over there. He's a guy that can definitely bring a lot to that team. So it's, you know, Philadelphia just got better just with that signing alone. You know, they got better. So it's going to be interesting to see.
Mm-hmm. So also NBA 2K is out, 2K23. I know in the previous episode we talked about you being on the cover of the College Game. Mm-hmm. are you much of a gamer these days?
Yeah, I play. I got it.
You got 2K23. What do you think of the game?
I like it, man. I definitely like the Jordan challenge.
Yeah,
playing with him at North Carolina, you know, going through that whole spiel. You know, I like that. But so far the features is getting better. You can tell that they really trying to really get guys' shots down to the tee of how they shoot, yeah, how they release, and just the little details. You know, they seem like they're getting better and better every year. I know a lot of guys mad about their ratings.
That's what I was gonna ask, yeah. Like,
a lot of guys pissed. I've been seeing on social media. It's a video game, man. It is what it is, man. It's just, that's how I look at it. It's whatever.
And especially these days, because like there used to be a big deal. Like I'm going back to like the early, like late 2000, like the late like aughts to like the early like 2010s. They didn't start really updating ratings midway through the season around then. Mm-hmm. And so when the game came out, you were locked in. You could have had a great year, but you could still be like a 75 overall. Like they're really slow to get around it. Now I feel like they're tweaking the numbers every week. So there's opportunity for like wiggle room to improve your virtual version of you to get better. But
exactly.
When you were playing, when you first load up the game, when you're still in the league, did you like, all right, go to your team, like look up your ratings and see how it compares? Was that on your mind when you fired up the game for the first time?
I had too many friends that did it for me. I never really cared about it. I was never really a person that played with myself on a game like that. I always played with somebody else. Mm-hmm. But my friends, though, would just hit me and be like, man, man, look at your ratings, man. That's some bull, man. So I'm like, man, I don't care. Man, you had a great season last year, man. They should have gave you more of your ratings. I said, bro, I don't care about no ratings, man. I said, man, stop. Just let it go. Nah, man, we finna go on here and try to boost our ratings. I said, do what y'all want to do, man. That's for y'all. I don't care. But nah, no, I've been seeing a lot of these guys getting upset, man, about their ratings. And I don't know who do it. I don't know who rates who. I think Giannis is the guy who's the highest, isn't he? I think he's the only one I've seen that had a 97.
Yeah, yeah.
Outside of, you know, the Hall of Famers who got 99s. Right. But, you know, I think he's the only one that's a 97, I want to say. I don't think there's another 97. I think it's just him. I think the closest to him is LeBron, 96.
Yeah.
Somebody else had a 96.
So, yes, Giannis is only 97. And the 96s are Durant, Curry, LeBron, Jokic, and Embiid.
And Jokic and Embiid, yep. Mm-hmm.
And then you got just around, then they got Luka, then Kawhi, then Ja, then Tatum. Tatum's tied at 93 with Jimmy Butler. And then Devin Booker, who's on the cover, is ranked 12th. But a lot of that's positional too. Like you can, so like if you put Giannis, you change his position to like a shooting guard or something like that. He's listed as a power forward in the game. His mm-hmm. overall will change, right? Or same with Kevin Durant. Like it's the positions are weighted differently. But right. Yeah, like these guys have nothing to complain about. If I was like, I don't know, lower in here and like a guy who I know I'm better than was how it was above me, I'd feel some type of way about it, I think. But at the top like that, I don't think those guys have much to worry about. But one of the things with 2K and some eagle-eyed people out there saw a bunch of unannounced statement jerseys, some alternate jerseys in the game code that like predated any of like any official announcement from the respective teams, and the Hornets were among them. And the controversial purple jersey, Raymond, I don't know how familiar you are with this, because this is like a very much a Hornets Reddit type thing, like a specific like corner of the internet type thing with CHA across the player's chest on the jerseys. A lot of people don't like it. People in Charlotte think it should be CLT instead of CHA. From my understanding, it's just an old like just broadcast thing. You just took the first three letters of the city name, and that was just kind of the way it is. But because of right. just, you know, how merch is made here in Charlotte and the name of the airport, CLT, like they're like, or maybe it's time to switch over. And that jersey's out of here. They got it out of here, according to this leak. And now it says Hornets across. Pretty much the same purple jersey, a little less teal, which again, people complain about anything. There's less teal than people would like. But yeah, do you have an opinion on CLT versus CHA?
No, I do not. I don't care. I don't care either way. And it's ridiculous if you ask me, but you know, whatever. The fans like what they like, they want what they want, you know, give the fans what they want. You know, they come out and support us and they buy merchandise. So, you know, you have to take their feedback into consideration. So, you know, Charlotte did what was best, and then 2K was the ones who leaked it and made them happy.
So yeah, like if the Hornets ever make the switch officially to CLT, just vote with your checkbook. If you like it, go out, let them know. Let them know with your debit card. Okay, so moving on to like a pretty big NBA story beyond the court itself. Doesn't relate to the Hornets at all, but it's the NBA, right? So all the stuff has mm-hmm. a ripple effect. Mm-hmm. Robert Sarver, owner of the Phoenix Suns, suspended for a year, fined $10 million for using racial slurs and making sexual-related comments to women, inappropriate physical conduct towards men. The NBA spent a year looking at this and came down with it with a pretty severe penalty here. The money, that $10 million fine, is going to organizations committed to addressing race and gender-based issues in and outside the workplace. Seeing this stuff, hearing this stuff, this brings me back to the Donald Sterling stuff. You know, that was the last time I think an owner was punished like this. It's not nowhere near severe. Sterling got a lifetime ban by the NBA. But just keeping on Sarver, what do you make of this and the Phoenix Suns? Because this team is trying to win a title. You know, they brought back Ayton. You know, like they're trying to go for it. And I don't know if this stuff being up in the air affected the organization last year or not, because the you know things kind of fell off towards the end in that in that game seven against Dallas. But yeah, what do you make of the Suns and Sarver and this deal?
When you start talking about racism, man, you get to another level of sensitivity and just you know me taking me back, you know, me growing up in the South and just you know witnessing and dealing with a lot of stuff within my time. To me, I think everybody should, you know, respect, you know, each other's race, no matter what. You know, certain things that shouldn't be said towards African Americans, there's certain things that shouldn't be said towards white people, there's certain things that shouldn't be said towards Chinese, towards, you know, Hispanics, like, you know, I mean, Asian, you know, all Asians, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, whatever race it is, Indian, it's certain things that triggers all of us, certain words, certain little things you can say. And I think once you cross that line, you know, you have to deal with the consequences. You have to deal with, you know, what comes from it, regardless of you were saying in a joking matter, you were saying it in a like just in a way where, you know, you didn't mean any harm, but you came out of your mouth and you said it, and you got to deal with the consequences, knowing the world that we live in now. Knowing that is a lot of things that's sensitive to the eyes and to the ears in this world that we live in. There's certain things you can't say. There's certain things you can't say about certain people. And that's just the world we live in, you know? That's how it goes. So he got to deal with his consequences, man. I don't know what was said. I don't want to know. I didn't try to read into it. I don't know if it's true. I don't know what it is. All I know is the NBA did an investigation. Obviously, it had to be some truth to it. They banned the man for a year and fined him $10 million. That's a pretty big fine, you know, but at the same time, they didn't ban him from the whole entire NBA and make him sell his team like they did with Sterling.
Yeah.
So that says something as well, you know.
Because Sterling had voicemails, like there was recording, audio recordings. Both of them are accused of doing some pretty, like, some really bad racially motivated stuff, but as far as I know, there's no recordings of Sarver. I think that might be the difference when you're talking about a majority of a black league, basically, right?
Exactly. And then he say, she say.
Yeah, and he also owns the Phoenix Mercury too. So if he's like allegedly making sexual related comments towards women in his office, and he owns a WNBA team, it's like it doesn't. You have to look into it. The NBA did their thing, and we'll see what comes out of it. Because,
listen, it's almost like you have to do something.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, then you're gonna deal with a whole lot more than you want to bite off. So Adam Silver was forced to give a form of punishment. Mm-hmm. You know, he's probably dealt with a situation where he don't know if this man really said this. He's going off what people are saying in the workplace. He's going off what women are saying or somebody else is saying or whoever. This man has said this, this woman said that. Whoever, you never know. But he had to give some form of punishment, because if he didn't, he wouldn't have heard the last of that. So I think that's probably why there was no ban there. It was more of just a slap on the wrist. You know, you can't come to your arena for a whole year. You can watch your team on the TV screen and do what you got to do for this whole season, and then, you know, give up this $10 million that you going to make back this season.
Yeah, like,
you know what I'm saying? You're going to make it back this season. Get that $10 million up. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get that $10 million that you about to make right back and probably quadruple it, if not more than that. You know, so it's just, like I said, like, it's a sensitive subject.
Yeah.
And if he did sing it, you have to deal with, you know, the consequences. You have to deal with what comes out of your mouth. And I think, you know, a lot of people don't understand that. You know, you really have to take back, because, you know, I'm a prodigy of that same situation. You know, I was in Portland and I came out and said some stuff to the social media. And to this day, if I go to a game, I'm pretty sure Portland fans will boo me. But not me being as mature as I am now and would have handled that a whole lot different. Let them understand why I was so angry. Let them understand why I was so mad. You know, when you got one fan making a statement, making a comment to you on social media, it that didn't mean that everybody in Portland deserved what I said and what I did. And honestly, it wasn't for everybody. It was just me talking out of anger, you know? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just one of those things where you just have to deal with the consequences of what come behind that. And what would come behind mine, every time I went to Portland, they boo me.
Yeah.
So, you know, so that's what I have to deal with. So, yeah. You know, so, I mean, I wish that, you know, things go smoothly over there in Phoenix with those guys. You know, Monty is a great leader. You know, I know CP, you know, he does a lot on and off the court as well with a lot of things like that. So he's a great guy that's probably going to be able to, you know, get those guys mentally, you know, off that and ready. Because, well, as soon as media day comes, that's the first question you're going to get. Mm-hmm. Not, are y'all ready to come back for this season and repeat? Y'all ready to try to go out and try to do it this year? It's going to be straight to, so how you feel about your owner getting suspended for the rest of the year and being banned? That's the number one question they're going to have to deal with. So they need to go ahead and start prepping those young guys and, you know, getting those guys ready, you know, to answer those questions correctly. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, man, that's my spiel on it. You know, it's a tough situation, but if you said what you said, you gotta face the consequences and deal with it.
And what was it like for you from being in the league and when the Donald Sterling stuff was coming out? Because that was like 2014, right? Mm-hmm. And where you were, like either between the Knicks Dallas. and the Mavs, right?
Yeah,
depending on when, I'm not sure when that stuff came out.
Yeah, but
around April, I think, is when that stuff came out, like towards the tail end of the season, because you had the players protesting. Mm-hmm. When that stuff first broke, and then pretty quickly, I think it all kind of hit in like a 4 days later, I think, like the TMZ audio came out, and then Adam Silver came in with the lifetime ban, which
I mean, you had to in that situation. I mean, that's a total situation. Like if they come out right now and bring out some recordings, you know,
yeah,
then it's gonna be a totally different story. You know, saying in Phoenix, it's gonna be a totally different story. You know. You know, when you sit there and you listen and hear what Sterling was saying, it's like, I don't ever want to play for you. I don't ever want to see you. Like, mm-hmm. you know, who wants to go and play for this guy now? You know what I'm saying? Like, what guys want to sign with the Clippers, you know, if he's still the owner?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they had to do what they had to do. They had to get him out of there. You know, he had to go. You know, it's just that simple.
And for Adam Silver, like, he takes over and February as commissioner from David Stern, and then this happens in April. Like, that's a hell of a, like, welcome to the job thing for Adam Silver having to deal with off rip. But like, what this wasn't on the rundown, but Steve Ballmer, knew the guy who took over the Clippers, he seems to be like a guy you want to own your team no matter what sport as a fan. Like, what he's trying to do in Inglewood or whatever, that new building, if he wants like a wall with no suites, he wants a wall of sound in that new building. Like, he's like, what's your memories of working with Steve Ballmer?
Love him. Love him. One of the best owners that I played for. I love him. He's passionate. He loves what he do. He's a competitor. You know what I'm saying? Whatever he is, whatever project he has, whatever he wants to do, he wants to be the best at it. You know, that's why he's worth $50 billion. You know what I'm saying? So, and you know what a lot of people don't know about Steve Ballmer, man, he does a lot in the community. He does a lot of giving back. I'm talking about, and I ain't talking about no chump change money. I'm talking about this man gives, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, you know, to give back. And I love that, man. I love that. He ain't just somebody just sitting on all this money and just living his life and forgetting about, you know, forgetting about what's really important. And what's really important is, you know, our youth, these kids, you know, some of these less privileged kids, some of these kids that, you know, can get the same, you know, same things they need just like any other kid, you know. So just shout out to him, man, for what he do off the, not even just off the court, just off what he do in the community. You know, him and his wife, man, they both are amazing at what they do. You know, and I don't think a lot of people know or a lot of people give him the credit for that. They just talks about, you know, what he done with Microsoft and all the money he has and what he's doing with the Clippers as being a great owner and just really just open up his wallet and say, I want to win a championship, do whatever it takes, you know? Mm-hmm. And there ain't too many owners who's going to do that, you know? He's just an owner that's saying, look, what y'all need? We need a new facility? Okay, let me go buy this land over here in Eagle Wood and I'm going to build this facility. You know what I'm saying?
If you want to get out of the Lakers shadow, you can't play in the same building. Like, he's like, exactly. All right, we're going to do our own thing over here, create our own identity. You got to respect that. And, like, as far as I know, he's paying for it himself, which a lot of owners aren't willing to do.
Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. This is the funniest thing I tell people all the time. When he bought the Clippers, this man wrote a check for 80% of what it was worth. And I think he bought it for $3 billion.
Yeah.
So I want everybody that's listening to this podcast, 80% of $3 billion is what? Somebody just writing a check and saying, here. Jesus Christ.
I'd be sweating. Like, I couldn't touch that check. I'd be sweating. You know, I wouldn't want to touch it.
I'd be scared I'm going to lose it, you know? Just wire it, please, sir. I don't even want this check.
Yeah.
Just wire it. You know, but listen, he's we already know he's loaded, but he's definitely one of the greatest owners, man, that just wants to do whatever it takes. Whereas whether it's, you know, your trainers, you know, nutrition, you know, getting the right coaching, getting the right, you know, front office people, you know, building a brand new arena, you know, practice facility, upgrade it, like whatever you need in the organization, he's going to do to be successful. And Red Deer, that's already starting off as an organization that's going to eventually start doing some beautiful things and start winning. And honestly, this year, the Clippers is my sleeper.
Yeah.
The Clippers and Denver are my two sleeper teams that's not getting that respect. But if you look at their roster and if they stay healthy all year, there's going to be some trouble in that Western Conference final, especially the Clippers. But they are really deep. They done made some trades with a couple of guys and got – some pieces in there that a lot of people don't know that if these guys are healthy, there's going to be a problem in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at how the league's going with highly versatile wings that two-way wings that can switch. And I mean, they have the two best ones in Kawhi and Paul George. Mm-hmm. You know, if that team is healthy, they can go toe-to-toe with anybody. One last thing about Bomber. Did he try to get you to switch to an Android?
Nah.
Okay. There's stories about him when he meets people, or like his family's not allowed to have iPhones and things like that. He's very loyal to the Microsoft brand. So I was wondering how far it extended.
Oh, nah, I never did that.
All right, cool. Well, hey man, I appreciate you as always. I think that'll do it for this week's episode. Made it this far into the podcast, be sure to leave us a review on iTunes, tell a friend, you know, share on social media, tag us. Thank you so much for listening to the Bleed Hornets podcast on the Bleed Podcast Network, presented by Bet Online. See you next time.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now. Save big money at Menards.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.